أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained how His help comes to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and how the people who did not believe, how Allah Ta'ala had destroyed them. In this ayat now, Allah Ta'ala shows us that man is such a creation of the great creations of Allah Ta'ala. And when that is the case, why doesn't man realize the greatness of Allah who has created such great, great creations? لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَلْبَتَّ پَيْدَا كَرْنَا آسْمَانُكَ اور زَمِينُكَ. There is absolutely no doubt that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, akbaru min khalqin nas, bara hai logo ki banane se. This was even a more greater creation of Allah than the creation of man. Man is the best of creation. But the huge earth and the huge skies, the seas, all that which Allah has created, and we see it with our eyes on a daily basis. We walk on this earth of Allah, we see the skies, we see the clouds, how they are such so heavy water just suspended in air. And we see all the sea, what a huge creation of Allah Ta'ala. When we see all that, we should take lesson and realize the greatness, the power and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. ولكن اكثر الناس لا يعلمون. لیکن بہت لوگ نہیں سمجھتے. But unfortunately, the vast majority of people do not heed and do not take a lesson. In fact, almost totally, all of mankind hardly takes any notice of this great creations of Allah. When we came now for Fajr, it was dark. When we leaving now, it is going to be light. This great change, what a phenomena, but it does not register with us at all. When we come for Maghrib, it is light. When we leave after Maghrib, it is dark. What a huge change has taken place. What a light has been put on and off, and how natural, and changes the whole pattern of life of people. Up to now, people were sleeping, resting in their homes. Their whole pattern of life will change now. They will be going out to work. The shops will become busy. The roads will become busy. Everything will change. And at Maghrib time, the whole world that was so busy, suddenly just by Maghrib coming, everything becomes quiet. Everyone is returning home, having their meals and retiring to bed. All these great changes, we are part of it, but we don't take notice of it. And the reason for all this is that first and foremost we take notice and recognize who is the doer of this, and automatically a person will become a die-hard for Allah and surrender himself totally to Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately we don't take heed. So Allah says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ اور برابر نہیں اندھا اور آنکھوں والا. A blind person and a seeing person can never be the same. Imagine if a person was blind, any of us, may Allah save us all, for everyone. But a person is blind, he can't see anything. And if we really understand, we are blind to Allah's creation. Allah's creation is so manifest and so clear, but we are spiritually blind, and the spiritual blindness is worse than our physical blindness. But as we cannot accept, we will be so unhappy if we have to be physically blind. We have got a greater blindness, and that is the spiritual blindness. And for this we have to go for an operation. If we are born blind, there is no operation, nobody can make you see. But the spiritual blindness, there is absolutely no problem. A person just goes to a spiritual doctor, that is to some Allah wala, and he will make you see, and then you will see Allah Ta'ala in your own eyes also. You'll see Allah in your own sleep also. All the time you will see Allah, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَلَلْمُسِئِ. اور نہ ایماندار جو بھلے کام کرتے ہیں اور نہ بدکار. And neither equal the person who has brought iman and who does righteous deeds, and that person who is disobedient and who is a transgressor of Allah Ta'ala. The two of them can also not be equal. Just like a seeing and a blind person cannot be the same. A person who has brought iman and do righteous deeds, and a person who disobeys Allah, the two are not equal in any way. قَلِيلًا مَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ تُم بہت کم سوچ کرتے ہو. But very little do you ponder and meditate on this. That we see people just are the same. Whether he is obeying Allah, whether he is transgressing the laws of Allah, we don't see them to be any different. So we don't take any notice of all these huge phenomena of Allah Ta'ala. And in order to jolt us out of the stupor of ours, Allah says, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. تحقیق قیامت آنی ہے اس میں دھوکا نہیں. There is absolutely no doubt that قیامت is on its way. It is coming. The huge قیامت for all people, that is also on its way. And our own قیامت, our mort is also on its way. And so a person who will think at least of that, he will come out of the stupor of his and he will realize the قدرت and the great fascinating works of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. اور لیکن بہت لوگ نہیں مانتے. But sadly, the vast majority of people do not bring iman. Though we are not only seeing people dying, we are attending funerals ourselves. And not only attending, we are lowering the body in the grave, but we still take no heed. And it does not change our lives at all. And that was the main reason of attending funerals, that we take a lesson. That today we are going today walking to the Qabristan, one day we will be carried to the Qabristan. Today we are going with our shoes on, one day we'll go with our shoes off. Today we are making janazah namaz for somebody, one day our janazah namaz will be made. So that lesson we have to take, but we are so blind that we take no heed. Even in the Qabristan, we are talking about dunya, laughing, hitting one another's hands, petting one another on the back. There also we don't ponder and we don't take heed of the real life, that is the life of the Akhirat. And for all this, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, I gave you a great weapon and a great tool in order to acquire all this, and that is dua. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي. اور کہتا ہے تمہارا رب مجھ کو پکارو. And your Lord Allah says, call upon me, make dua to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ پکارو کہ پہنچوں گا تمہاری پکار کو. I promise you that what you ask me, I will grant it to you, I will give it to you. The promise is made before we asking already, that Allah says, I will accept your duas. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِ. بے شک جو لوگ تکبر کرتے ہیں میری بندگی سے. Undoubtedly those people who have pride and arrogance and do not make my ibadat, and yeah, by ibadat is meant dua. Those who do not engage in dua, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. اب داخل ہوں گے دوزخ میں ذلیل ہو کر. They will enter into Jannat very humiliated and disgraced. So dua is a great ibadat. It comes in the hadith, الدُعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the very marrow and essence of ibadat. Ibadat is to humble oneself. And dua is that a person humbles himself in front of Allah. That he totally realizes, I can't do anything. Nobody can do anything. The only doer is you, O Allah. And how a person feels like that, nobody can help him but this one person. And how he humbles himself in front of that person, begs of him, dua should be made like that. We should lift up our hands, or just in our hearts also. But if a person is finding that he's not making dua, whether it is a dua is not a formality, that we just pick up our hands and we don't even think about anything and just wipe it on our face, but it is begging of Allah. Not only asking, but total begging, like a beggar begs and does not leave you. And there is a great lesson for us also. We find many beggars who come at the traffic lights, etc., and how they hassle you. Like that, we should ask Allah Ta'ala. We shouldn't give up. We should come from, like they come from one window, they come from another window. Especially if we see in India how the beggars beg. That is a lesson for us. We should be begging from Allah like that. And how they touch your feet, they touch your head. Please give us something. How they make their faces. Like that we should be begging from Allah Ta'ala. So dua is a great weapon Allah has given us. It's a great tool. And the main thing we should use our dua is to beg Allah for our hidayat. Beg Allah that the blind eyes of ours can open and we can see reality and we can see Allah. That is why really, and for that Allah has even given us dua. He has made everything. Perhaps many times a person closes his eyes in duas, but his heart is with Allah. Open your eyes and see Allah. Close your eyes and beg of Allah that you get Him. So Allah has given us this great weapon and tool which we should use to defend ourselves, to ask Allah of His great favors, and Allah has promised that He will accept.